Okay. The last thing, the last thing we talked about was I believe stove pipe was it was the very last thing we mentioned.
From a stove family.
I'll ask you some other questions about implements and so forth. What's the name that you use for all the thing that sometimes if men are out working in the yard and say they're hauling bricks or something, they may, it has one wheel.
A wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard of that called anything else?
No.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name that you usually have for the thing that you would sharpen, say, a knife on?
A blade. Mm-hmm. A file.
Mm-hmm. If you ever, is it, what about if you wanted to sharpen an axe? How would you sharpen, what would you use to sharpen the axe?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard the terms whetstone and grindstone?
Right, I have.
Or those terms that you currently use, would you ever use either one of those?
I would imagine, and I don't really know because I don't own an axe. And
I don't know.
You know, my father has an axe.
Mm-hmm.
But now what he has had to do with it, mm-hmm, when it was dull,
mm-hmm,
I don't have the slightest idea.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, he took it to somebody's shop to have them do it.
Mm-hmm.
And once it got there, I certainly wouldn't know what he did with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. And the thing that I drive is a
car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And any other term you use for that?
Automobile.
Which is a more frequent term?
Car, I believe.
Yeah, probably with me too.
Mm-hmm.
I probably only say automobile if I'm either looking for, if I have a used car too many times,
right,
or use something else, or mm-hmm, trying to be over the phone or something.
Right. And the situation that you're in, you
mm-hmm
know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the people dictate what kind of language you're going to use that you talk to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every so often you have to take your car to the service station or something, and they put black stuff in the joints that do what to it? You have to have your car
greased.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff they use to do that is called what? The black stuff is called? To lubricate it. You grease the car with?
And it's not oil.
The obvious term.
Not to me.
You grease your car with
fluid.
Or put it this way: when you're gonna cook some bacon, what you have left over is bacon what?
Grease.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you are. Okay. You know, because sometimes people say grease your hair, and I say oil,
mm-hmm,
oil your hair,
mm-hmm,
and I don't know exactly why. Mm-hmm. I guess it just sounds country to say grease
your hair. Probably does. If the grease gets all over your hands, you say your hands are
greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned oil. What's the thing that you might use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one of these things? A makeshift lamp. It's made with just a rag and a bottle and some kerosene. You ever seen one of those?
I haven't seen them, but I've heard of them.
What, did you hear a name?
A hurricane lamp.
Hurricane lamp? Is that kind of like a flambeau? Or have you ever heard the word flambeau?
I've heard the word flambeau, but not in relation to a light.
What, did you remember what you heard that in relation to?
The flambeau.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have the slightest idea.
And
please don't ma'am me.
Okay.
Well, I already have an indication that I'm older than you anyway.
Force of habit. when I was a little kid.
I know it. My sister's, my brother's wife does it, and you know I don't intend to serve him.
It's just that my mother would always spank me if I didn't say yes, ma'am. So I could stick right up to it. I still to this day.
No, I'm not insulted really by it.
You know, but sometimes.